the first thing the government tried to do was reintroduce them to civilian society. They had a repatriation scheme which was started earlier, actually during the war. And so as men are returning home during the war, the government is working to try and reintegrate them. They initiate the idea of soldier settlement very early as 1915. The idea is being developed that they'll try and resettle soldiers on the land, and vocational training for these soldiers who are being returned to Australia. And again, the idea of soldier settlement is that these men can be given a block of land which will be their own, and they can work on the land. All of these ideas take into account the type of life that these men have been living as soldiers. There's a need to readjust to civilian modes of work. And so the government asks these soldiers, what type of work do you want to do? What's your ideal job? And some of these men are putting in things like lion tamers or deep sea divers. but the government does what it can to find suitable employment. And there's a lot of discussion going on during the war about how to take into account the different needs of these men.
So in that scheme of things then, is there lots of records of men who enlisted from metropolitan areas and perhaps were, you know, to name it colloquially, city boys, but after the war they chose to come back and resettle in rural and regional areas?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this rural ideal, which has been present in, I guess, British Commonwealth societies for decades before the war, the idea that the country living is the ideal type of living. And so in the post-war years, this idea of settling soldiers on the land is partly for their health. It's believed that after experiencing horrific warfare, they can return to the land and enjoy a peaceful rural lifestyle, which will be better for their body and their mind. At the same time, it's also believed that in the post-war years, there'll be a need to increase Australian production agriculturally. And so these soldiers can continue to contribute to the nation economically by producing wheat and cattle and so forth.
If we talk about these people who came home and particularly came back and worked in the agricultural sector, did we see a change in the way some practices were done as a result of people, you know, who maybe had some of those war wounds?
Yeah, this had been underway for some years, but in the post-war years, returned soldiers were sent for agricultural training at the Hawkesbury Agricultural College and at the Grantham facility in New South Wales, so that they're receiving training in how to farm effectively. But at the same time, these returned soldiers on soldier settlements, they're only given about £600 to develop their land. And I should say, there's a general consensus among historians that soldier settlement largely failed. About one third of the men who took up their land had to abandon their blocks. Mm. And in some cases, it was the majority of men in a settlement abandoned their blocks. But one of the main criticisms of the settlement was that their lands, the blocks allocated were too small, and they weren't given sufficient funds to develop, to purchase the required machinery to fence and to maintain their blocks. So certainly, whilst those means were there, these men often simply didn't have the opportunity to really purchase the best equipment and to make full use of their blocks. There are some settlements around Sydney, and historian Glenys Allison has looked at wounded soldiers who took up soldier settlement blocks. So there were certain settlements established for wounded soldiers. And again, the idea was that this open-air lifestyle farming would help them recover their wounds. The problem was, they were fighting an uphill battle from the very beginning. The blocks were too small. They were given often the worst available blocks. I mean, if the government gave these men crown land and they purchased some private land from larger stations, but this is often the worst available land in an area. I mean, if a farmer wants to sell his land, he's not going to sell his best land. He's going to sell stuff that he doesn't want. And so these soldier settlers are often given poor quality land to start with. They're immediately placed in debt to the government, so they have to make money from their farms. They're often starting from scratch, so there are no roads, no fences. There's nothing. Often there is no water. So at the Bective settlement near Tamworth, many of these blocks were completely dry. And so these men had very little chance of making something. And then on top of that, they're wounded. So their ability to work is immediately reduced. They're not able to work 100%. When these men start settling their blocks in 1918, 1919, wheat prices are very high. They dropped dramatically in 1920-21 to about a third or a quarter of the 1919 prices. There's this drought from 1918 to 1920 as well. So it is just hit after hit. So these men have experienced this horrible warfare. They're returning home, and then they're just facing another battle at home.
Someday no one will march there at all.